Welcome back to HealthLink on Air. So we've just heard about Upstate's new health publication, and local humorist Jeff Kramer is one of the featured contributors. And guess what? He's here with us this morning, and thanks for coming in, Jeff. He's going to tell us about a new adventure he's on, right?
Yes, I am. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. So what's your adventure?
Well, the adventure was to sort of continue being vertical for the next 30 or 40 years.
Oh, God.
I'd always been a large person and always been kind of accepted that way.
When you say large, let's be a little more specific.
Yes,
do you mean tall?
Tall, big boned.
these are euphemisms for
husky.
Uh-huh.
I don't think most people ever saw me as particularly fat because I have a large frame, but uh-huh. but the weight did sort of pile on over the years until you could make a very strong mathematical argument that I was fat.
Uh-huh.
And it kind of caught up to me.
How so?
I had a pair of episodes in one in late May of this past year. The other one was a month before that. And the second one was more serious. They were kind of dizzy spells, the kind of symptoms that nobody really wants to have, the kind of weird tingliness in the hands and the pounding heart. And the second one was bad enough that we called the ambulance, and I spent a night in hospital and I came out of there realizing that things had to change. There was a suspicion that it was maybe sleep apnea related, which there's kind of a nasty cycle between obesity and sleep.
Yeah, we've been talking about that on this show for a long time. It seems like it comes with the territory.
Right.
Did you actually have chest pain though, or were you just?
No, it was not. It was not chest pain, and that was one good thing about it. But it was a feeling of my heart beating so fast that it was out of control, mm-hmm. and my head just sort of lifting off, you know, like a rocket ship from my shoulders. It was very scary, and it was very strange because they had a heart monitor on me, and I would feel like my heart was leaping out of my chest, but the monitor was not really registering that. So this was not like a serious arrhythmia or something like this. These were palpitations, which is the feeling of an abnormal heartbeat, even when your heart is actually beating fine.
But basically,
a lot of people have had them.
Yes. I myself have had arrhythmias, and
right.
They say that there's not no consequence to them. But obviously, it scared the living daylights enough so that what happened?
Well, I came out of the hospital knowing that things had to change, and that at the time I was weighing about 305 pounds, maybe a little bit more than that. Even.
And how tall are you?
6'1".
Okay.
And I had been that heavy before. It's weight I'd been able to carry, but I think a lot of us kind of reach a point where our bodies start to change. You get a little older, and it just felt like my body didn't want to do that anymore. It was a difficult couple of weeks for me because I actually always had been an exerciser. And so there was this feeling of, Sisyphus pushing the boulder up the mountain and it just rolling back down on my head all the time. And it was like the more that I would exercise, it seemed like the heavier I would get. And I had to think very seriously and hard about what was happening that was wrong, what I was not doing right. And one of the big things that came up was reward eating. I mean, there was a lot of reward eating going on after the working out. And then the other
thing. So in other words, you'd go work out and then you'd go have a beer and have some wings.
Yeah, go watch a game, sit on the couch for 3 hours, order a pizza, sit around, And I would, the classic thing that I would do, Linda, is I'd go to the spin class on every Saturday morning that was unbelievably challenging at the Y, this maniac named Chin, an hour and a half class, and probably grind up about 1,500 calories out there. And then I would go to a diner and I'd have,
waffles.
couple waffles, chocolate chip pancakes, just sort of like, and
I deserve this.
I deserve this. And I'd probably walk out of there having, put on an additional 700 calories for my morning's work.
Wow.
And it just couldn't continue like that. I knew that.
So you said you were an avid exerciser always. What do you like to do? And you go to the spin classes. Are you a bicyclist?
Yes. Yeah. I used to run, and then my knee went bad on me. I couldn't do that anymore. I used to love to play basketball. Couldn't do that anymore. That ended about 2007 or so. And so I've turned to the bicycle, which I always liked, but it was always kind of a secondary thing. Mm-hmm. And now I've really embraced it. It's good for my knee. And I've sort of hooked up with this bike shop, Epic Adventures, out in Fayetteville that I love. And the thing about a bicycle is you go on a bicycle for an hour or 2 hours or 3 hours, whatever it is, and you can come back the next day and you're fine and you can do it again.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I needed. You know, I needed the kind of workout that I could sustain. I felt a certain urgency to get the weight off that isn't necessary for most people that just want to. But I really felt like for a sense of urgency to get at least lose 30 pounds very quickly.
So and so I'm a little unclear on something. So you said you were exercising all the time before, and you would do this reward eating.
Right.
So what changed? I mean, what did you do to make the difference?
Well, I consciously started. The one thing I did is I began to, I did exercise a lot, but it was a lot of exercising when I felt like it. And some weeks I would feel like it six times a week, and some weeks I'd feel like it twice a week.
Okay.
I mean, I would rarely go, I'd hardly ever go a week without doing anything because I just couldn't, but
it was variable.
It was variable. And now I take out of the equation whether I feel like doing it or not. It's no longer an issue.
So do you exercise daily? What do you do?
Pretty much daily. I would say, 9 out of 10 days now. I mean, and that's the beauty of the bicycle because it's so forgiving on your body and you can just keep doing it. It's really worked for me.
So you're biking outside still?
Yes. Yeah. Still. And that's obviously going to end soon. Although I'm getting a snow bike.
Oh, really?
Which I'm very excited about.
What is that?
And I have
my doubts.
Full approval from my wife on this. She's sort of seen the results, so she's not getting in my way on it.
Uh-huh.
It is. It has a 4.5-inch wide tires, and it also works in the sand if you happen to live in one of those climates.
so good here.
no, you're not going to go through 6 feet of powder on it, but for a compact snow and ice trail, Erie Canal, the places around here that you might go, Highland Forest,
that's very,
would be great.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
So what have you done as far as loss, weight loss? Where are you at?
I'm at 245 now.
Wow.
And down from 305. And
that's pretty significant.
Yes. And my doctor had said that after 20 pounds, I was going to start to feel a lot better. And he was right.
All those symptoms disappeared.
Yes. Yeah.
No more sleep apnea.
It gradually went away. And exactly. I'm not, my wife used to shove me all the time in bed, that whole thing, get me up on my side. And sometimes she would just give up and leave the room.
Because of snoring.
That's all gone.
Mm.
Knee feels a lot better. I'm not ready for Dancing with the Stars yet.
Working on it.
Yeah, it feels a lot better.
That's great. So what did you learn through this process? I mean, what would you like to share with our listeners as to...
Right. Well, one of the reasons I started, I mean, the main reason I started doing this column is I just thought, I got jolted by a health scare. And I was thinking, boy, it would have been nice if I started doing this before that happened, if I hadn't needed that. Because you really... you're playing a very dangerous game if you wait for something like that to happen. In my case, these were sort of sentinel signs. They were warning signs. But for somebody else, they may not be. You may not get that warning sign. And I just felt like if I could harness that motivation and that came from that and just sort of transform it into everyday life. One of the things I learned is the excuse making that people do, which I'm extremely sensitive to now. And it's hard for me to hear it because I made these excuses like for 30 years for myself. I mean, I have a huge list of them.
Like it's raining today or...
It's raining. I'm kind of tired. I'm big boned. People always put on weight on the holidays. I love, you know, I drink beer. Nothing's going to stop me from drinking beer. On and on and on. And I hear people, I hear so many excuses now, and I see myself, you know, when I hear them, or my former self. And, you know, there's a whole industry to make. Anyway, I'll.
Yeah, well, so I just wanted, we have only a couple more minutes left, and I'm so appreciative for all this wonderful information. But you're writing now in Upstate Health Magazine every month, and you're on the blog, What's Up at Upstate. And so you're going to try to help inspire people, I think, going forward. Is that the case?
Yes. I mean, also, I like getting paid for it, so that's good. But
it's a good thing.
it's not just trying to inspire other people. I like to inspire myself, and it's nice to be accountable to this blog.
Well, Jeff, thanks so much for coming in and sharing your story and your new adventures with us. I hope we'll have you back and kind of get an update on where you're at with all of this.
I'll probably weigh 400 pounds.
God, I hope not. My guest is Jeff Kramer, humorist and columnist for Upstate Health and on the What's Up at Upstate blog. We'll be right back after the news to learn more about how some other folks are successfully tackling the problem of weight loss with a little bit different approach. Bariatric surgery. I'm Linda Cohen, and this is FM News Radio 106.9 and 570 WSYR.